soul is departing. In verse 29, Isaac breathed his last. He was gathered to his people. And so you don't just cease to exist. And while in the Old Testament, there's not the full understanding of death and the afterlife that you and I are working with because we have the New Testament, the Old Testament clearly is hinting at those kinds of things. And there are other passages that are similar. It's a good observation. So let's try a little bit of chapter 36 here and see what we can do with this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to blitz read this, okay? And then I'm going to talk about why it's here and what we can learn from it. I have 9 minutes. Buckle up. These are the generations of Esau, and that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanites, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, the son of Nebaioth. Ada bore to Esau Eliphaz. Basemath bore Reuel. Oholibamah bore Jeush, Jalem, Kara. These are the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the members of his household and his livestock and all his beasts and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan. He went into a land away from his brother Jacob. So I'm going to stop there for just a moment. Here's an outline of what we're about to look at. And you're going to look at that outline, and as we read through all of these names, you're going to think, what's going on here? What's this about? What I want you to watch for as we read down through this is how many times the Bible says Esau and his family are out of the promised land. One of the major purposes of chapter 36 is to help us see who is the child of promise. Is it Jacob or is it Esau? Esau's the older. Kind of ought to be him. Jacob tricked his daddy. Maybe God is going to reverse that out and say, you're not tricking me, okay? Maybe Esau's the one that God is going to work through. No. Esau is off the stage. He goes and lives in the land of the south. Look at verse 6. He went into a land away from his brother Jacob. He's not even living in the land of promise. Why? Verse 7, their possessions were too great for them to dwell together. The land of their sojournings could not support them because of their livestock. So what happened? Esau settled in the land of Canaan, for this was the land promised to his father and his forefather Abraham. Verse 8, Esau settled in the hill country of Seir. That's the second time Moses told us that. Esau is Edom. Ooh, there's another thing we might want to keep our eye on. In your Bible, later on, Edomites become a big deal. They show up, for example, when Nebuchadnezzar is burning Jerusalem down, and they are brethren with those Jews right there. Those Jews go back to Jacob. Those Edomites go back to Esau. So they're related. Those Edomites show up. Do they help their brothers? No. They help Nebuchadnezzar. There's a whole book of the Bible about that. It's called Obadiah. That is right. Obadiah. The book of Obadiah is about the Edomites and how they have a relationship with Israel, but they didn't care about their brothers in distress. Esau settled in the hill country of Seir, verse 8. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. Wow. I think Moses, I know where they're living now. Okay, that's the third time. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau. Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. Sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephar, Gatam, and Kenaz. Timnah was a concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bore Amalek to Eliphaz. And yes, I know that there's an Eliphaz in the book of Job. Probably not this Eliphaz, okay? I was preaching a meeting one time in Mississippi, and we were knocking doors, and this guy said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Dallas, Texas." And he said, "Oh, my son Robert lives in Dallas. Do you know him?" "Sir, there's more than one Robert in Dallas, Texas." I said, "I don't think so." Then he said, "He has brown hair." "Oh! Robert with brown hair. Yes." "No. There's more Eliphazes than just the Eliphaz." Maybe he is, okay? The book of Job is not dated. That's really hard, okay? But probably not. These are the sons of Reuel. Verse 13, Nahash, Zerah, Shammah, Mizah. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. Sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. She bore to Esau Jeush, Jalem, and Kara. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau. Chiefs Teman, Omar, Zephar, Kenaz. Kara, Gatam, Amalek. Anybody ever heard of the Amalekites? Yeah. Amalek. These are the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Edom. Oh, where are they living? Verse 16. Land of Edom. Sons of Reuel, Esau's son, the chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, Mizah. These are the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. I'm getting better at saying his name. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. Sons of Oholibamah, I can't say her name. Esau's wife, chiefs Jeush, Jalam, and Kara. These are the chiefs born of Oholibamah. I give up. The daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. Sons of Esau, that is Edom. These are their chiefs. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, the inhabitants of the land. Lotan, Shobal, Zebah, Anah. Deshan, Ezah, Dishan, these are the chiefs of the Horites, the sons of Seir, in the land of Edom. When you come to one of these sections of the Bible and you're just throwing your hands up, what is going on here? Watch for the repetition. Watch for the theme that keeps getting pounded out. Land of Edom, away from the land of his brother. This land thing is a thing. The sons of Lotan, verse 22. Homai, Heman, Lotan's sister was Timnah. These are the sons of Shoal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. Sons of Zebion are Ai and Anna. He's the Anna who found the hot springs in the wilderness. He pastured the donkeys of Zebion, his father. These are the children of Anna, Dishon and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna. Sons of Dishon, Hemda, Eshban, Ethran, and Sharon. Sons of Izar, Bilhan, Zavan, Akron. Sons of Dishon, Uz and Aram. Chiefs of the Horites, chiefs Lotan, Shobal, Zebion, Anna, Dishon, Ezon, and Dishon. These are the chiefs of the Horites, chiefs by chief in the land of the Seer. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela the son of Beor reigned where? In Edom. The name of his city being Dinahabah. Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his place. How do you render verse 33 in the Mark Roberts International East Texas version? Bela died and Jobab. Oh, come on, it looks like Jobab, and you know it does. Jobab, verse 34, he died. Esham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died. Hadad, son of Bedad, defeated Midian in the country of the Moabites, reigned in his place, name of his city being Abath. Hadath died. Samla of Mathcarth reigned in his place. Samla died. Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died. Baal-Hanan, the son of Akbar, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan, son of Akbar, died. Hadar reigned in his place, name of his city being Pal. His wife's name was Mehetabal, the daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezbab. These are the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their clans and their dwelling places by their names. Chiefs Temnah, Alva, Japheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Penyan, Kenaz, Timah, Mibzah, Magdiel, Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom, that is Esau, the father of Edom. What's the last thing said? According to their dwelling places in the land of their possession. They're not living in the Canaan, in the land of Canaan. They're not in the promised land. They're not part of the promises. I'll talk more about this next week. I will not reread chapter 36. We will talk about chapter 37 and talk about Joseph next week. But I want you to see particularly chapter 36 matters to get those people out of the land of promise. The other thing to remember, and I do have one more minute. The other thing to remember is, we don't see our place in the family of God based on our family tree. Nobody comes forward to be baptized, and I say, okay, let me see your lineage. See whether we're going to baptize you or not. That's not how that works. In fact, the book of Galatians does away with that. But in this time, who you're related to is everything. Who you're related to determines whether you are part of the family of God, whether you're in that Abraham clan or not, and whether God is working through you and so forth. This family lineage is very significant in Moses' day. So the Israelite people who are reading Genesis, they would be saying, well, what about that Esau guy? Isn't he part of Abraham's family? What about him? And so Moses deals with Esau's family. You and I are not as concerned about that. But the Israelites would be. And we need to remember that. And maybe this is a really good time for us to be super thankful. Some of you may have your genealogy, you know, and you jump the pond and you know you're related to so-and-so-and-so-and-so in England or Scotland or Germany or something. But we don't worry about that for salvation. But Jewish people did. Jewish people did. Those records mattered. Those records determined whether or not you were in God's family. That's not what determines whether you're in God's family or not now. And Genesis chapter 36 helps us remember that. Good? Good. All right, parents, go grab a kid. If you're visiting with us, in 10 minutes we'll be back in here to have our second worship service, and this is when you need to stand up and walk around. Stand up, walk around, get the blood pumping, get a drink of water, say hi to somebody. We'll see you in 10 minutes for our second worship service.